Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, it was ugly week one for the Giants against the Commanders. Not as ugly week two. What'd you see on film? Let's start with the offense. Do you think that that type of offense with the Giants outburst is sustainable with Russell Wilson throwing those deep balls all day long?
If he gets protected like that, I mean, you know, the rookie left tackle went in there and pitched nearly a shutout. He was much better than the guy that was getting flagged every single play for that drive. Never seen that before. But, no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, 450 yards in the history of the New York Giants. Eli threw for over 500 one time. That's the second most passing yards ever by a Giant quarterback. So I don't know if that's sustainable. But, look, they talked about the whole offseason was we need more explosive plays. Well, they had seven passing plays of 20 yards or more, including three touchdowns. And so I would say that I would think you could lean more towards what we saw last week than what we saw the first week with Russell. It certainly was encouraging how they threw the ball on Sunday.
That's no doubt. Listen, I don't want to offset what the Giants did well here, but how much of that is attributed to what I think most of us thought was going to be a pretty bad Dallas defense coming into the season? I mean, that obviously is different than the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, look, they they played without Deron Bland. You know, Kaiir Elam is, I'd be surprised if he's out there in the field next week for Dallas. So they were short in the corners. But, you know, I mean, everybody, Darius Slayton, Wandale, Malik, they all ran by everybody, whether it was Trayvon Diggs or Donovan Wilson, or they ran by everybody in that secondary last week. So Kansas City presents a different challenge, but you could still get the ball down the field. You got to be able to handle the pressures. Philadelphia did a good job of handling the pressures, didn't turn the ball over, and basically played a very conservative game to win that game because Kansas City is not an explosive team at all and is really struggling to score points, period.
Baldy, before we move on to some of the defensive individual performances, I want to get your thoughts on that. But you mentioned Hudson, who was the tackle that had the four penalties on that drive, whatever, a total meltdown. And yeah. I guess there's some thought that saying, you know what, young kid, there's potential, there's fight there. For me, I don't know how you could tolerate that at the NFL level. You, a former lineman yourself, what would you do if you're the Giants with Hudson after that performance?
I would start Marcus Bowe if Andrew Thomas isn't ready to go. I have no problems with what Bowe has done in preseason, what he did in that game. He saw every decent pass rusher, Dante Fowler, Marshawn Neal, and Sam Williams. He saw them all in Dallas last week. They didn't give him much help. He was out there on an island by himself. He seemed just fine. He's a very smart kid. He's very athletic. He actually reminds me, I don't want to get carried away, reminds me of Deion Dawkins in Buffalo. Nice. Like, I think he has that type of athletic ability. He looks more like a guard than a tackle, but I don't know. Like, he that's the best left tackle we've seen since a healthy Andrew Thomas in a while in New York.
There you go. So Baldy, you were on the DART train earlier than even we thought here. So based on what Russell Wilson did last week, does that change what stop you might get on at here? Or do you still the same thing?
No, I mean, like, I look, Russell played great. I mean, congratulations to him. Like, he blocked out the noise. He went out there and he played very well. And he read the defense properly. Made those throws aren't easy to make. I mean, you know, the throws that Malik Nabers in the end zone, I mean, there's not much room there. He threw them up there perfectly. And he's always had good touch on a deep ball. But the difference in this week versus Washington was he had really good vision. He didn't have to run around to try to find an open lane. The open lanes were presented by how they protected up front. And so, it does change my mind, but I don't think they have to make this switch right now. That's the longer they can probably hold off because the quarterback is playing good to great, then that's a good thing for the Giants.
Baldy, how about the inability to run the football consistently? Why is that the case with the Giants?
You would say that, Dallas did a good job against the Eagles week one. They're concerted. They're basically selling out to stop the run. They stopped Saquon week one, held him to 50-something yards rushing. They are doing a much better job. Kenny Clark makes a big difference inside. Guys where they were supposed to be, they're attacking the line of scrimmage in the run game. And so, look, they got the one big split by Scadaboo, and, that took them down to the one-yard line. They scored in the next play. So I think there's – I say this. September is like the new August. Mm. Like, I think it should get a little bit better this week. You know, because I believe in both backs, actually all three of them, including Motor Singletary. But I believe the combination of Tracy and Scadaboo can be pretty good. Let's just give it another week. It's hard to do this in the preseason. Nobody really gets much time out there. So I think it's something where they can continue to improve upon. That one run by Scadaboo, though, that helped them score on that drive.
So Brian, listen, you obviously have to, as a head coach, you know, choose good coaches, delegate, let them do their job. But how do you split up the criticism and the blame when you're the head coach and you see and you know what the opposing team has as a kicker and you see a shell defense 15, 18 yards behind where they should be? That's just inviting them to get a pretty easy field goal attempt for that kicker. I mean, how does the head coach not step in and intervene? How does that play itself out, or how should it play itself out?
You're talking about the catch by Ferguson
that
got him into Brandon. You know, like, it's a mistake. I mean, everybody was already saying, the Cowboys basically said, you get the ball to midfield, Brandon Aubrey's going to make this. He would have made that kick from 70. I don't see any advantage to playing that soft, all right, and that look. The corners were already out to the number, or the safeties were already out to the numbers. They're already telling you it's a Tampa 2 defense. The middle of the field is going to be open. All Ferguson did was run to the 50 and turn around. Like, to me, in that situation, they need a field goal. Like, who cares? Like, if they score a touchdown because you're pressing these receivers, all right, you might have to live with that. I would press the receivers and challenge the quarterback and the receivers rather than just give them that completion right there, because that's what they did. And I thought that was a real mistake. But I see that mistake around the league with – as little of time that was 19 seconds that were on the clock, whatever it was, like, I thought that was a major.
And Baldy, is it just because these coaches want to avoid getting shredded on the radio and in the postgame press conference?
I hope not. I hope not. I hope that's not how they're coaching, because, like, you know, I mean, it was just way too easy. It was just way too easy right there. And I don't know, like, even if they went to the outside, like, they could have completed the ball to the outside, too. Mm-hmm. The corners were so deep. Like, if they wanted to throw it to the sideline, they could have done the same thing and got out and out of bounds, not even have to use a timeout.
We want to get to the Jets with you, Baldy, but I have a couple more on the Giants first. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Dexter Lawrence, you were critical of his performance last week, and Abdul Carter. Give me your breakdowns of those two.
I still haven't seen the Dexter Lawrence I know we have seen the last 2 years. I know he got hurt last year, but, you know, for a year and a half, he was a dominant player. I haven't seen that from him. And I don't know what it is right now, but, you know, he had a rookie guard in front of him, Tyler Booker. He had, another young player. They had a backup center in there, you know, and for Cooper Beebe. And I didn't see him dominate the interior of that offense line of the Cowboys. And if Dak has time to step up like he did, like he can be deadly, and he was. So Dexter, I have a problem with. I saw Abdul had some rushes. He got on the interception by Drew Phillips. He was right there, you know, in Dak's chest. So I think he got there. You know, Burns, he's the guy right now that's and Kayvon played good. You know, got a little play at the end, but I think they need to do more as a group up front right now than what they're doing.
But with Dexter specifically, is it an effort thing? Is it a recognition thing? Is it a technique thing? When you're that good and you're that quiet, something's going on.
Yeah, something's not right. Like, you know, I mean, he should be physically manhandling people in the middle, and he's not right now. Mm-hmm. And they're getting into his body. Tyler Smith got into him a couple of times and are moving him. That's something that you haven't seen the last year and a half. I don't know if they're not challenging him the right way. Sometimes these big guys, you got to really challenge them, and you got to let them know that, you know, they're under the spotlight. They're counting on him to really take two guys in the passing game where these other guys can kind of live one-on-ones and see if they can win. But I mean, he has to at least push the pocket more than he's doing right now.
No question.
And I haven't seen that the way I'm used to seeing it from him. If you ask me what it is, I don't know if it's conditioning right now. I don't know if he's got to play into better shape. If that's an issue, I don't know that, because he's still playing a lot of snaps. Mm-hmm. He just don't see 97 showing up the way we're used to seeing.
And you're not wrong. All right, Justin Fields. I mean, week one was fun, Baldy. It was a lot of fun. And then you could tell right away the first drive, he missed Garrett Wilson. He missed him by a good chunk. He was wide open. That's a 20-yard yep. pass that they didn't connect on, never got on track. Then he looked really like kind of like he did with Chicago. So concussion aside, which is a separate issue, how yeah. alarming the stark regression from week one to week two for Fields?
Well, it's a big setback as a whole group. I mean, Buffalo does a lot of different things defensively. They give you a lot of coverages, a lot of safety rotations. It's not easy to always read it, but, you know, Garrett's sitting right in the hole there. Just have to make that throw. His offense line can't protect any better. He missed a couple of those. He missed one on the flat. You know, to Isaiah Davis on a third down. It should have been a first down. They should have been driving, and he threw it behind him. And he knew it. He grabbed his helmet right away. Accuracy has been his problem in this business, and also not really always seeing things the way you got to see it. And he freezes sometimes. I saw that in Chicago at times, and he did a little case of the yips. You know, in there sometimes, just the way you see from baseball players throwing it to first base, like it wasn't anything like we saw week one.
How about cleaning up the penalties? Aaron Glenn, it was a rough week for him as well. I know it's only week two of his head coaching career here. Week one was good, but still some stuff to clean up. Week two, it got worse. How does a head coach like Aaron Glenn, Baldy, clean up the bad penalties that we've seen far too long with the Jets?
Well, I mean, Sauce had two. You know, I mean, they're counting on him to be a shutdown player, the way they're moving around, and he wasn't. He had the penalties, he gave up some catch.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just like you're putting, you know, you just gave him the contract. You're like, you got to play like a, stars win games in this league. Guys like me that played in this league and toiled for long, we don't win games. Stars got to win games. Josh Allen wins games. Like Sauce has to help them win games. He can't be grabbing these receivers by the jersey. Like he's better than Keon Coleman or, you know, whoever's out there he's guarding. So that starts there. You can't do that if you're Sauce right now. So that's part of it. But the penalties are unforgiven. And, you know, it's got to be harped on all practice long. There's got to be you just have to know, like Chris Clemens, like they should have cut him.
Yep.
You know what they did to Clemens. Like that's uncalled. Like he didn't play well. And then he had the dumb penalties on, you know, opening drive, 3rd and 19. Mm. You're doing what you're doing. Like it's just uncalled for. And you got to, like, it's 2 weeks in a row they've cut a player that's been on this roster. Mm-hmm. I mean, you send the message sometimes like that.
I'm with you. All right, so, you know, you talk about the Jets defense, and we go through the names, and there are some really good names that I think is a little misleading as to what the defense should be. That third level, the safeties, dude, this is going to be an issue all year. Their safeties just aren't good.
No.
I don't like them at all.
The tackling was terrible.
Yeah.
The tackling was bad. You know, the 40-yard touchdown run by James Cook, he's stuttering in the hole there. Like, and all these guys are, you know, I don't know if they're closing their eyes or what. I mean, it was just terrible. The tackling was bad. And there's just too many big plays that they've given up right now. And it's a real problem at this point because they don't really have any depth there either. You know, when Cisco went down for a little bit, like, they don't have much there behind anybody. Tony Adams, he got scorched. And so it's a real issue. And look, if your back end isn't strong, you're either going to give up explosive plays in the run game or the ball's going to go over your head. And we saw both those things happen in 2 weeks in a row now.
You think, Baldy, last one for me, you think either of these two teams, Jets, take it on the Bucs in Tampa, the Giants obviously hosting the Chiefs Sunday night, you think these are winnable games for either of these two teams?
The Bucs are a good team. You know, they played behind a broken offensive line last night, went 80 yards down the field with a drive that looked like a Friday afternoon walkthrough, what they did to Houston, who's a good defense. I do think the Giants and the Chiefs, I do think that can be a win. The Chiefs are really struggling. They don't have explosive elements to their game right now. They have one guy that can get deep, and that's Tyquan Thornton. And Mahomes has been very inconsistent. He hit him once for a big play last week, but they're not running the ball well at all right now. I don't know that they have a great running back there's real questions on the left side of the offensive line right now. That team is sputtering. That's winnable. I think Tampa is a really good football team, and they're really well coached. And I just know Todd Bowles, what he thinks about the Jets. Like, if there's one game on that whole roster that he wants to win, it's the Jets. Like, it's still, he had 10 games, won 1 year. Like, it still is stuck inside him, what happened up there in Florham Park.
Hey, understandable. I mean, and by the way, he's not alone. He's got a group of people that are frustrated by the way things went in Florham Park. Thank you, Baldy. Appreciate it. As always, look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, you got it, guys. Take care.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.